It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 41, and I want you to open your Bibles to Genesis chapter 41, and please read along with me as we enjoy this study today. While you're opening your Bibles, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Now, I hope that was enough time for you to find the 41st chapter and that you're prepared and to begin reading with me today. Genesis chapter 41, and we're going to begin reading with verse 1. And it came to pass at the end of two full years that Pharaoh dreamed. And behold, he stood by the river. And behold, there came up out of the river seven well-favored kine and fat-fleshed, and they fed in a meadow. And behold, seven other kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. The ill-favored and the lean-fleshed kine did eat up the seven well-favored and fat kine, so Pharaoh awoke. And he slept and dreamed the second time, and behold, seven ears of corn came up upon one stalk, rank and good. And behold, seven thin ears, and blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. And seven thin ears devoured the seven rank and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And it come to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream. But there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants, and put me in ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, and I and he, we dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, a Hebrew, a servant of the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. Each man, according to his dream, he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was. Me he restored unto mine office, and him he hanged. And then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. And he shaved himself and changed his raiment, and he came in unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream. There is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, It is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, In my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of the river. And behold, there came up out of the river seven kine, fat-fleshed and well-favored, and they fed in a meadow. And behold, seven other kine came up after them, poor and very ill-favored and lean-fleshed, such as I never saw in all the land of Egypt for baldness. And the lean and the ill-favored kine did eat up the first seven fat kine. And when they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them, but they were still ill-favored, as at the beginning. So I awoke. And I saw in my dream, and behold, seven ears came up in one stalk, full and good. Behold, seven ears withered thin, and blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. and the thin ears devoured the seven good ears. And I told this unto the magicians, but there was none that could declare it to me. And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God hath showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good kine and 7 years are 7 years. And the seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. And the seven thin and ill-favored kine that came up after them are 7 years. And the seven empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What God is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt, and the famine shall consume the land. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of the famine following, for it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled unto Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by God, and God will shortly bring it to pass. Now therefore let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Now, as we end there with this verse 33, I would like to begin with prayer. Father, I thank you today that we can come and read your wonderful word. It is just, I just thank you, Father. I just praise you for showing us kindness and showing us mercy, that we can have our word before us, your word before us, and we can open it up, and we can be taught by you, and we can learn your way, and we can become wise in you and from you because of your precious word. Now, Father, thank you as we are in this 41st chapter of Genesis. I just praise you for this. Please teach us every word, every bit that you would have us to learn today. I ask that you will touch our hearts with it. Every time we open your word, we should be able to see and know that Jesus Christ, your Son, is there, is present, is speaking to us, and we have, if we are a believer in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit is in our heart. And so we have such a wonderful teacher that can teach us your way and will. Without the Holy Spirit, we can learn nothing of you, because we are so evil and so wicked that without the presence of the Holy Spirit, we cannot discern one bit, one little tittle. We can discern nothing from you without the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I thank you that you have given us the Holy Spirit. I praise you, Father, that you've given us your Son, the Lord Jesus, that he died on the cross to save our souls. Please, Lord, that do not allow one person to miss this opportunity to be exposed of their sin, because when they come before your righteousness, when you present yourself to them, Father, through your Son, the Lord Jesus, that's the first thing that happens. We see that we're wicked and we're sinners, and we need a Savior, and we need this help. We need to be rescued. And that rescuing, that help can come only through you, Lord Jesus. And you've given us that great gift, Father. I thank you for the opportunity that we have. Please let no one reject your Son, the Lord Jesus. That when their sins are exposed and they're introduced to you, Lord Jesus, they'll come. They'll invite you into their hearts and be saved. Please today that all that are listening will be born again. Please, please. I just ask you that. I beg, Father, today that all will come to know you. Now, we're going to study this 41st chapter. Guide and lead us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We find another dream, don't we? As we had just finished with the butler and the baker. The butler survived fairly well. But the baker didn't do so well, because we find that the chief baker, it was as the dream was brought to him, that in 3 days that you will be hanged, and the birds will come and eat your flesh. And we find in verse 22, but he hanged the chief baker, as Joseph had interpreted to them. And then we have the chief butler. Now, the chief butler's news was a little better, wasn't it? It was that you'll be restored and put back into the service of Pharaoh. And that was great news. And remember what Joseph had asked the baker to butler to do? He'd asked the butler that if he, when this comes true, because Joseph knew it would, and he said, when it comes true, please, that you would speak unto Pharaoh about me, because I have been unjustly thrown into this prison. Please, that you would speak for me. Now, do you remember, as we read here in chapter 41, at the very beginning, how much time has passed from the time that the butler had been put back into his place and had the honor of caring for the food and preparing the food and bringing the cup unto Pharaoh? The baker, he was hanged. Exactly what was told, what Joseph had said would happen, happened. And so, but now this chief butler, he gets right back into position, but what's he forget to do? He forgets to say anything about Joseph. He was so excited about getting back into the place of power and of authority that he was before that he just accidentally forgets all about this this man named Joseph. Here set Joseph back in the prison. And it wasn't just a day or two that he forgot. It wasn't just a week or two. It wasn't just a couple of months. It was 2 years. And it came to pass the end of 2 years that Pharaoh dreamed. Now, Pharaoh had not dreamed that Joseph would still be there. But you see, God knew what was going on here. God needed to keep Joseph right there for this purpose. Every time, you know, when Joseph was a servant to the commander of the army, God blessed him. When he was put into prison, immediately he had favor with the keepers of the prison. And he was given great authority, and I'm sure he was cared for. He was a prisoner. He wasn't allowed out of the prison. But he had one of the best positions there in the prison to do what he wanted to do, to say what he wanted to, you know, to perform. He was over the other prisoners. That's how much authority that the prison, the keeper of the prison, had given him. And then this time came when the butler and the baker came to him, and they'd had this dream, and they were troubled. And Joseph saw that. And I want you to see that this man, Joseph, even though he was mistreated time after time, and yet still he saw, he recognized, he noticed the countenance of this baker and this butler, and how that those countenances were sad, and he inquired to why. And then he again immediately gave praise to God. Well, God is the one that can interpret dreams, no one else. And so he gave God the honor and the glory. And then first the butler asked him, and he got a good report, because in 3 days you're going to be back in the good graces of Pharaoh. You're going to be back in service just like you were before this all happened. Well, when that word came, the baker was excited, and he thought, boy, he got a good report, so will I. So he inquired of Joseph of his dream, but the baker's, it wasn't so good. The baker, when he heard the news, his news was that in 3 days you're going to be hanged, and the birds are going to eat your flesh. He didn't get such good news, did he? Again, we look and we see that each time, you know, we don't know what happened between the butler, between the baker, between Pharaoh. We know that what happened to Joseph was not true, was not right. And yet God has kept Joseph here in a place, in a position that God wants him in. Now you think, well, God wants him in prison? I can't believe that. Well, let's look to see what has to happen. This butler needs to know where Joseph is. And let's see what happens here. It came to pass at the end of the 2 full years. So 2 years had passed since this butler had gotten out. And Pharaoh dreamed. And behold, he stood by the river. And behold, there came up out of the river seven well-favored kine and fat-fleshed, and they fed in the meadow. And so here we have these seven cattle, just wonderful, fed and fat and full, and just be good for food, good to eat, just perfect. And behold, seven other kine came up after them out of the river. But these were just the opposite. You could see their bones. They were ill-favored, lean-fleshed, stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. So here stood the seven fat cattle, and here stood seven real sickly-looking and real lean. And again, you could see their rib cage instead of being fat and full and just prepared for slaughter. They would have just been perfect instead of that way. Here sat the seven fat ones and the seven lean ones. And so let's see what happens here. And the seven other kine came up out of after them out of the river, in verse 3, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, stood by the other kine upon the brink of the river. The ill-favored and lean-fleshed kind did eat up the seven well-favored and fat kine. So Pharaoh woke. He couldn't believe that. You know, in his dream, he dreamed these seven fat cattle and seven real scrawny and sick-looking cattle. But all of a sudden, the seven scrawny ones turned on the seven fat ones, and they ate them. They devoured them completely up to where there was nothing left of the seven fat cattle, the seven lean cattle. But that was the first part of the dream here, and Pharaoh awoke. And he slept again and dreamed a second time. And behold, seven ears of corn came up on one stalk, rank and good, fat, just the fullest old ear of corn you could ever believe to have. And here it was. But behold, seven thin ears, unblasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. Okay, we had seven fat cattle, seven scrawny, sick-looking cattle. Now we have seven ears of corn that's full and good-looking, and seven real lean and scrawny ears. And the seven thin ears devoured the seven strong, fat, good ears, full ears. Pharaoh woke, and behold, it was a dream. And so we have the seven lean cattle, sick cattle, eating, devouring, completely devouring the fat cattle, seven for seven. And we also now have the seven full ears of corn. Can you imagine having seven ears on this one stalk? Well, then here was this next one next to it, was seven real lean, scrawny-looking stalk and scrawny-looking ears. And all of a sudden, what's it say? But the seven thin ears devoured the seven fat or rank and full ears. Well, that woke up Pharaoh again, didn't it? And behold, it was a dream. And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled. Remember what happened to the butler and the baker? They were sad, weren't they? They didn't know what that dream meant. Well, it's the same thing here with Pharaoh. Pharaoh didn't understand it. His spirit was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt, for all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. You know, these magicians and these wise men, you know, that was all of man's wisdom. The magicians, their power, what little power they had, was all Satan-driven. And there was a purpose here that God had, a plan for the nation of Israel. And it started with a single man named Joseph. And as we watch this unfold, it's a beautiful, beautiful story. And it's a true story. And it's a story that you need to learn and to listen. And we have these two examples here of the fat cattle and the sick cattle, the lean cattle, the scrawny cattle. We had the seven good ears, and we had the seven real lean ears, thin ears. And we know that the thin cattle, the sickly cattle, they ate and devoured the fat cattle. We know that the thin ears of corn devoured the fat ears of corn. That don't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense at all. Well, this was enough that this woke old Pharaoh up, and Pharaoh's troubled, and he doesn't understand. So he calls everybody in. He calls his magicians in. He calls his wise men in. He calls them all before him, and he tells them the dream, and he begs them, tell me what this means. Well, you see, the magician, his god, and the wise men, their god, is nothing different than the old devil himself, because they have never bowed down to the true God. They've never served God. And so, see, they lack any wisdom of what comes in the future, because only our God knows that. And only our God gives us today, because to have tomorrow we need not to worry about tomorrow. Today has enough problems and enough worries. Set your eyes and your heart upon today to serve and praise and honor God. Don't worry about tomorrow. Oh, we're to make plans of tomorrow, but see that you have put those plans to prayer and ask it be the will of God, and that God will take care of you. Please, that you look very carefully and prayerfully to each and every day, always giving God the praise and the honor. The magicians couldn't do it. The wise men couldn't do it. Was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. And what's the butler's fault? What fault does he have here? Well, what fault he has is he forgot to mention Joseph to Pharaoh. Now, it could have been an honest mistake. It could have been he just forgot about it. He was so thrilled to be back into the good graces of Pharaoh that he just plumb forgot. Or he just didn't really listen to Joseph when Joseph said it to him. But these words came back to him, and he remembered them. And he spake unto the chief butler unto Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants, and put me in ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. The chief butler was going back through what had happened to him, the chief butler, and the chief baker. And then he continues speaking to Pharaoh here, and he says, we dreamed a dream one night, I and he. We dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. That's the 11th verse. And there was there with us a young man. He was a Hebrew. He was a servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. Each man, according to his dream, he did interpret. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was. Me he restored into my office, and him he was hanged, speaking of the baker. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to us, so it was. Then Pharaoh, verse 14, sent and called Joseph. And they brought him hastily out of the dungeon. He shaved himself and changed his raiment, and came in unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, I have dreamed a dream, and there is none that can interpret it. And I have heard say of thee that thou canst understand a dream to interpret it. And Joseph answered Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me. God shall give Pharaoh an answer of peace. Pharaoh said unto Joseph, in my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of the river. And behold, there came up out of the river seven kine, fat-fleshed and well-favored, and they fed in a meadow. And behold, seven other kine came up after them, poor and very ill-favored and lean-fleshed, such as I never saw in all the land of Egypt for baldness. And the lean and the ill-favored kine did eat up the first seven fat kine. And when they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them, but they were still ill-favored as at the beginning. So I awoke. And I saw in my dream, and behold, seven ears came up in one stalk, full and good. Behold, seven ears, withered, thin, and blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them. And the thin ears devoured the seven good ears. And I told this unto the magicians, but there was none that could declare it to me. And then Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dreams of Pharaoh is one. God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. Now, let's stop there just for a little bit, and let's kind of catch up with what's going on here. We have, first of all, the magicians that they couldn't, and we had that confirmed right here in the 24th verse. Pharaoh himself said unto Joseph, you know, I brought the magicians in. He neglected to speak of the wise men, because the other scripture talks about the wise men as they were brought in. Well, here it doesn't say anything about the wise men. It just says that he brought all of his magicians in, but they could not tell me at all what was going on here. And so we find now that with this butler, even though he was 2 years late, God's plan is God's plan. Joseph, I believe, continued to serve in the capacity he was. I believe that he did the best job he could do for what he had to do with in the prison there. And the what he called here, a young man, a Hebrew, a servant to the captain of the guard. You know, it's kind of forgotten here that he is a prisoner. It says a servant to the captain of the guard, because it seemed as though that anything the captain of the guard wanted, Joseph took care of, and took care of it very successfully. He was in charge completely of the prison, even though himself he was a prisoner. And so we find now, as Pharaoh, he sends for Joseph. He was brought out of the dungeon quickly, very quickly, because this really troubled Pharaoh of what this was all about. And he's interpreted to us, and so it was, and me he restored into my office, and he hanged him. Boy, he didn't forget the result. He forgot to mention Joseph to Pharaoh, didn't he? And back here he was, then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, I do remember my faults this day. I should have mentioned to you this before, but I forgot to. I apologize. And so that's what we have here as the butler begins to share with Pharaoh what's going on. And Joseph immediately is brought in before Pharaoh. And Pharaoh begins to speak to Joseph and tells him what has happened and all the things with the cattle, the lean and the fat, and the ears of corn that are lean and that are fat. And then we find that the lean cattle eat the fat cattle, which is a strange thing. You know, we find vultures and things that eat the flesh of cattle, but you sure don't find that other cattle eat that. But that was the picture, that was the example, and you sure don't have an ear of corn devouring another ear of corn, but that was the dream. And then he made it very clear, and I told this unto my magicians, but there was none that could declare it. You see, that's always the way that God works. There is no answer any place else. And now God can answer. And these men, the butler and the baker, they were troubled because they had no interpretation. And Joseph said, God is the only one. There is no man that can interpret. God is the only one. And we find right here, and Joseph said unto Pharaoh in verse 25, the dream of Pharaoh is one. He already confirms that the corn and the cattle are speaking of one thing. God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. Now, isn't that something? God has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. God is about to do something here. And Pharaoh has the opportunity to see ahead of time what's going to take place. Joseph, through the Lord, is telling, is sharing, is showing what's going to take place. Now, you know, as we get to the 25th verse there, it seems as though that we each time so quickly we run out of time. And so I want you to really enjoy read the rest of chapter 41, and the next time we can come together, we're going to finish that up. Right now, we have the fat cattle, the lean cattle destroyed the fat cattle. The lean corn has destroyed the fat corn, the fat ears. And we have no magicians in the land, no wise men in the land can tell this Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, what's going on. And now Joseph is before him, and he begins to explain. Oh, look at God. Look how God has brought Joseph into this place. Oh, my dear friend, I want you to trust in Jesus today. What are you going to do about Jesus?